I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. 2.3. That's the average number of children per American family, but not for David and Monica Clark. They began their union with 6 children, each brought some from a previous marriage, and then one night David had a dream that inspired him to get on a plane with his family and head to Ethiopia. Weeks later, they were back at their home in Vallejo, California, with 3 more girls they'd adopted, and they're on a mission to get Black Americans to consider adopting from Africa. David Clark is with me now. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Now, this sounds like a lot of work, first of all, but when you and Monica were married, the ranks suddenly swelled. How did you handle combining your families?
It was absolutely no problem. Just we both love children, and we both are into kids, so it was just all about love. That's really what it takes.
Now, when I say that you had a dream, you really had a dream. Tell me that story.
Yes, it was about 4:30 in the morning, and it was basic, simple dream. Just I was in a truck, and a little girl looked up at me, and she said, "I need help," or "I need you, Daddy," something to that effect. And so I woke my wife up, and I said, "Come on, I have to do something." It was truly God talking to me because I didn't know what I was doing. Truly, I'm sure people have heard this story, these kind of stories before. But went down. She happened to have an article from Oprah Winfrey about children. So we went to a website. The website happened to be back east, so it was 3 hours ahead. So I called the number. The lady picked up the phone. And I talked to her, and I said, "Yes, I need to do something, and I need to pick the worst place in the world where children really need us." Not
so. This was a website dealing with international adoptions.
Exactly,
and you say that you wanted to pick one of the worst places in the world. Where did they tell you to search for a child?
Well, excuse me by saying the worst place in the world. The place where children needed parents most of all, and that happened to be Ethiopia. And
tell me how you found your girls.
Actually, it was sight unseen. All this happened within an hour or within an hour. We were just looking to adopt one, that little girl I saw in my dream. And I said, "I just would like to adopt one." And she, within 15 minutes, she says, "You guys have a big family with we have three sisters that nobody wants." It wasn't even a thought. Me and my wife, we were still in our pajamas at the computer and on the phone with this young lady, and we was not even a process. We said, "We'll take them." We hadn't even seen them or anything. And by 5:30, by 6 o'clock, the process had started, and that day we went and started getting fingerprinted and starting the process, not knowing where the money was going to come from, not knowing anything.
So you agreed on the spot to adopt 3 girls who you'd never met, and then you went to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Tell us about the hotel you stayed in and what you saw there.
We were the only African-Americans there at the hotel. Even all the staff was mostly filled with white people with Black children, which is very, that's fine, that's beautiful. Every children needs love and parents. We were the only Blacks that even a lot of the staff people had said had ever been there to adopt, which I'm sure it's not, it happened to be maybe at that time they hadn't seen anybody, but everybody there was white with Black children.
So it sounds at this point as if you really would like more African Americans to consider adopting from Africa.
Truly, 100%. Absolutely. We need to give back. The children here are eating. They need love and attention and to be heard here in the United States, but at least the children here are eating and getting an education. The children there are absolutely living in the streets, in the bushes, with raising children, you know, it's the same song. It's been heard before, but the black community in America needs to really reach out and give back to Africa. You know, that's where we're from. Our forefathers prayed for us and done a lot for us through the years, and we need to give back. That's my opinion.
David, you now
have... And if I can do it, anybody can do it.
You now have these three new children, Helen, Yuri, and Mekdez, in addition to the six that you already had. How's everyone getting along?
Absolutely wonderful. We brought one of our sons with us to witness it, to understand what giving is all about. Everybody is getting along great. They didn't speak English when we got them. Communication was absolutely not a problem. Don't ask me how, but it wasn't. They're on the honor roll in an English-speaking school right now, and it's only been a year. And everybody gets along fine. It's all a little love, a little discipline, you know, it all works out.
You seem to have a real gift for raising children, but you've got some challenges in terms of the finances. How expensive was this for you?
The flight was $15,000, you know, the accommodations. The government wants a piece, and California wants about $3,000. But if you, the cost wasn't really a factor, even though we don't have money. But I left it in God's hands, and I didn't have to worry. I didn't even think about it. We're paying approximately. I took a second out on my house, and we're paying approximately $50,000 back, which has been a challenge. On top of, kids have this thing where they want to eat every day. So between that, and paying that money back, it is a challenge. But you know, I don't think he would have put me in this position without giving me a hand. So we're doing the best we can, and like I said, everything works out fine. We also have two disabled children, which is a challenge. So, you know, it can get difficult at times, but, you know, it can be done. If I can do it, anybody can do it, you know, with a big family. So people, you know, who are considering adoption should consider international adoption. And I'm not an advocate. I don't belong to any groups. I'm just an individual who had a dream. So I feel that, you know, anybody can do it. Single ladies who are infertile or whatever, you know, it's possible. It's very, very possible. There's some beautiful children. They have 14 million children who need to be adopted due to AIDS and due to, you know, problems over there. So, you know, they need help. And I'm sure the children here need help also, but like I said, they're not eating over there, and they have to pay for their education. They're not even getting an education over there. So,
well, David, you know, we wish you and your family the best during the holidays and beyond.
Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much for having me. Much love.
That was David Clark. Last year, David and his wife Monica adopted three Ethiopian orphans. Now their clan has grown to 9.5, with Monica expecting a new baby.